Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus with Farm Bureau. Kentucky applicants were successful achieving over $500,000 in recent USDA grants for farmers markets and local food projects here. Part of that success rate was help from KCARD, the Kentucky Center for Ag and Rural Development. KCARD's Marissa Christie.
Yeah, over half of the successful applicants we helped for about a little bit over $300,000 of that $500,000. The biggest part of our role is helping people be aware of it and then going through what the purpose of the grant is and how it can be used to suit their business or their farmers market, and helping them with items such as budgets. We spend a lot of time assisting people with editing their budgets and their plan of work for the grant, quite a bit of time.
Christie is coordinator of KCARD's Agribusiness Grant Facilitation Program and says they get support from the state's Ag Development Fund, basically to help Kentucky applicants be more competitive. They help Marksberry Farm in Garrett County, Stonecross Farm in Spencer, and the Foundation for Appalachian Kentucky.
The good thing about projects like Stonecross and Marksberry is it doesn't just benefit Stonecross and Marksberry, it's going to benefit the farmers they are purchasing more hogs from, more cattle from, more chicken from.
They also help the Cumberland County Farmers Market and feel more farmers markets could be qualifying for USDA grants with more focus. More on that in a minute. We'll be right back. Kentucky Farm Bureau President Mark Haney.
I'd like to encourage every Kentuckian to get out and vote on this general election day. It's the most important thing that you can do for yourself on that day.
He says a strong farm vote has long been a way to show elected officials that farmers are engaged and that attention to their views is important for candidates.
For a farmer, there's no more important farm chore to do on election day than to make their voice heard and go to the polls and vote.
A public service message of Kentucky Farm Bureau. KCARD's Marissa Christie says that USDA grant program is funded for the next 2 years. While local food project applicants here have had a fair share of success, she feels farmers markets generally could be doing much better in bringing available funding to the bluegrass.
Right now, farmers markets are heading the direction of winding down, and if they're interested in this program, which can give them up to $100,000 with no match required to help with things such as marketing, a market manager, some equipment, just generally giving them tools to make their farmers market bigger and more successful, that $100,000 comes with no match required.
She feels by working on those applications over the winter, more Kentucky farmers markets could be successful next spring. For help, they can go online to kcard.info for help. And that's today's edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.